Lesson 3, The Vision of the Tree of Life. 1 Nephi, chapters 8 through 11, 1 Nephi, chapter 12, verses 16 through 18, and 1 Nephi, chapter 15. As you study the account of the vision of the Tree of Life, watch for the following symbols and their meanings. Tree of Life, 1 Nephi, chapter 8, verse 10, chapter 11, verses 8 through 25. Fruit of the Tree of Life, 1 Nephi, chapter 8, verses 10 through 18, and verse 30. Chapter 15, verse 36, see also Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7. Rod of Iron, 1 Nephi, chapter 8, verses 19 through 24, and verse 30. 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verse 25, and chapter 15, verses 23 through 24. Mist of Darkness, 1 Nephi, chapter 8, verses 23 through 24, and chapter 12, verse 17. River of Filthy Water, 1 Nephi, chapter 8, verses 13, 26, and 32. Chapter 15, verses 26 through 29. Great and Spacious Building, 1 Nephi, chapter 8, verses 26 through 28, and verse 31 and 33. 1 Nephi, chapter 12, verse 18. When Nephi was shown the Tree of Life, he asked to know its interpretation. 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 8 through 11. What did he learn that the tree represents? See 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 21 through 25. What did Nephi see that helped him better understand God's love? See 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 13 through 21, verse 24, and verses 26 through 33. See also John chapter 3, verse 16. How did Lehi and Nephi describe the tree of life and its fruit? See 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 10 through 12, chapter 11, verses 8 through 9, and verse 23, and 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 36. In the vision, Lehi saw numberless concourses of people. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 21. These people can be divided into four categories based on their attitudes toward the tree and the fruit. Read 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 21 through 33, and look for these four categories. How are these categories manifest in the world today? In which category do you feel you are? Suggestion for family discussion. Conduct the following activity to help family members better understand the vision of the Tree of Life. Blindfold a member of the family and spin him or her in circles. Explain that the blindfold represents the mist of darkness. Then place a picture of the Savior somewhere in the room. Challenge the blindfolded family member to walk to the picture without help from anyone. When it becomes apparent that he or she will not be able to walk directly to the pitcher, have one family member stand by the pitcher, holding one end of a piece of string, representing the iron rod. Have another family member hold the other end. Then have the blindfolded family member catch hold of the string and walk to the pitcher. End of Lesson 3, The Vision of the Tree of Life.